Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ye bazibonye bana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mukama wafe Yesu.
How are you in our Lord Jesus?
Nenda kusaba ona musize ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request to greet of your brethren.
Omuwobirako.
As you waver them.
Omwagalise ebirungi ebiveriyo ye yaliwo.
You wish them the good things come from the one who was.
Aliwo.
Who is.
Era agenda okubaawo.
And who is going to be.
Era ebiva eri emyomusanvu egya Katonda.
And which come from the seven spirits of God.
Yabo atugamu kubikulu esule soka.
As it says Revelation chapter 1.
N'olunyi olwokuna.
Then the verse 4.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
I am by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamune musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No musum for Bible.
And our Bible reader, teacher Jacob.
Tubagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mulinnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We based in this ministry.
Obwo kumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Ate okwongera okutuusaako.
And to move on reach unto you.
Ekitundu eky'ekkumi n'ennya.
Part 14.
Ekya government ya Katonda y'omuggulu ku nsi.
Of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Ne government ya yo
and its central government.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Eranga tuchagenda mmaso.
And we are still moving on.
Ne department eyomunana.
Who is the eighth department?
Eya government ya Katonda yomuguru kunsi.
Of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Department eyomoyo mutuko bojjuvubwe.
Department of Holy Spirit in his fullness on the earth.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Eranga tuchagenda mmaso okulaba.
And we are still moving on to see.
Atukomekereza division omusanvu.
As we wind up the seven divisions.
Ezomoyo
of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. They are the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God. Those sent in the whole earth. And they are responsibilities. Praise Jesus much. We want to thank God
who
has reached us on the seventh division. Division of the Spirit of the Lord. On the earth. As we are going to see his responsibilities. Basing within the Holy Scriptures. Praise Jesus much. We move to glorify God the Father. And his word is the Son of our Lord Jesus Christ. Together with his Holy Spirit. For giving us power reaching up to today. That we be his witnesses to the four corners of the earth. Because he promised Acts 1 verse 8. And he said when the Spirit will come. He will give you power. It will be my witnesses. To the utmost parts of the earth. And we also thank for armies of angels. Those he's given us up to today. To serving together with us. To fulfilling the word of God. Because he spoke Revelation 22, verses 7 to 9. When Angel Gabriel said, there were servants together with those who keep the words of this book. And we thank the Lord that up to today, the armies of angels are together with us, even unto all those who yearn for God all over the world, to serve him and to inherit his kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we have told you all, we are moving on with the seventh division of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. Division of Spirit of the Lord on the earth. And we are going to move on to see and those pass through the Spirit of the Lord through the light of the word of God, the Holy Scriptures. We expect to see a total of 7 points. Praise Jesus much. And we see them in the summary.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to begin with our first point. And we see the responsibility. Even those passed in the Spirit of the Lord. Or the eye of Spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to the Holy Scriptures. It is the same as taking off the seals. To see the responsibility. even those passed in the Spirit of the Lord. As the light of His word is the Holy Scriptures.
So
our first point says like this, that through the Spirit or the eye of the Lord, we reveal the light of the word of God, the Holy Scriptures, which show the presence of God, which show the presence and the glory of God, the Father, and the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Spirit, who is known as Spirit of the Lord. Praise Jesus much. I've told you our first point, when we take off the seal and when we know responsibility of Spirit of the Lord on the earth. I told you our first point, that through the Spirit or the eye of the Lord, we reveal the full light of the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, we show the presence and the glory of God. He is the Father, and the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Spirit, whom we know as Spirit of the Lord. And these three are one, because they came from one. Praise Jesus much. Now when we hear in John, John chapter 16, verses 12 up to 15, we hear these words below. Let us read, we hear. John chapter 16 from verse
12.
I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Verses
14. Kubanga tayogeranga kubwe yekka. Nejo nabya nawuliranga byanayogeranga.
But when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He shall show you things to come. Verse 14.
Oya nangulumiza nganze, kubanga natolanga kubyange nababulira mwe.
He shall glorify me, for He shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. Verse
15.
All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that He shall take of mine and shall show it unto you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you look to John the chapter 16, verse 12 to 15, we see the presence of God the Father, and we see the presence of God the Word, whom we know as the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And we saw the presence of God the Spirit, whom we know as Spirit of the Lord. Because when you read John chapter 16, verses 12, our Lord Jesus began saying, I had many things to say unto you, but because you have no place to put them, yet in the verse 13 he
said,
that He, the Spirit of truth, when He will come, He will guide you in all truth. And He shall reveal two things to come. Yet He said, verse 14, that He will not speak what He wants, but what we will hear, it is what He will speak. And saying that, verse 14, that He shall glorify Christ, for He shall get from that of Christ, and He gives us. Verse 15 gets to be very surprising. Because the Father, all things he has, they are of Christ. That's why he said Spirit will get from that of Christ and give us. Right in these scriptures, now these scriptures we see in the John 16, the many others in the Bible, which usually speak like that, they reveal us presence of God the Father. Presence of God who now as the Son, the word whom we call the Son, our Lord Jesus,
and
the presence of God the Spirit, whom we call the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of the Lord. And they show you openly that they are there. Because now you imagine, let's repeat from verse 14. John 16, verses 14.
Naye bwali joyo omoyo wa mazima, anabalungamyanga mazima gonna, kubanga tayogeranga kububwe yekka, naye byonna byanawuliranga byanayogeranga. Ye anababuliranga ebigenda okujja.
But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
According to John chapter 16, verse 13, it shows, the Lord said when the Spirit of truth will come, he will guide you into all truth. But as he guides you, he will not speak what he wants, but what he will hear. He will hear them from who? Right from Christ. For what is of Christ is of the Father. And it explains indeed that there is a presence of God in the Spirit, whom we call Spirit of the Lord, or the Holy Spirit.
And
there is the presence of God in the Word, whom we call the Son, Christ Jesus. And then there is the presence of God the Father. Praise Jesus much. Let's read verse 14 you hear. John chapter 16, verse
14.
He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. Yes. Our Lord Jesus says that as God the Spirit, whom we know as the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of the Lord, he glorifies Christ. Because to get from that of Christ and tell us, yet Christ, he glorifies the Father and also glorifies the Spirit. Now God the Spirit, responsibility to manifest God the Word, even to glorifying Him. Yet God the Word, whom we know as the Son, our Lord Jesus,
is
responsible to glorify God the Father, even the Spirit. When you read the next verse, it says this. John chapter 16 and verse 15. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you look to John chapter 16, verses 14, our Lord Jesus has said that the Spirit will glorify him. Because he will get from his and he will tell us. Yet when you enter verse 15,
katonda kigambo gutumanya ngo mwana Yesu Kristo.
Him God the word we know as the Son Christ Jesus.
Kabe tukwenda kuongera munyonyokako.
As we know upon be explained of him.
Ina agurumiza kitafinga agamba.
And he glorifies the Father saying that.
Nti kitafe byonna byalina.
That the Father all that he has.
Ya Kristo.
They are of Christ.
Yitegeza ne Kristo atamalize kitibwa kizize kitafe.
It means even Christ ends when glory is bounced back to the Father.
But what languages is it in the Bible?
Now there are languages in the Bible.
Usinga ni kigambo nga kigamba ndi mukama yagamba.
And you find a word saying that the Lord says.
Mukama yagamba mukama.
The Lord said unto my God.
Mukama yagamba mukama.
The Lord said unto my Lord.
Ano tabuka.
And then you get confused.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kati olime olobulijjo lukulema.
Now that language you've always failed on it.
Era abantu banyi tebategeera kubeerawo kwa Katonda kitaffe.
And not many people understand presence of God the Father.
Katonda kigambo.
God the Word.
Mutumanyingo omwana.
Whom we know as the Son.
Yesu Kristo.
Christ Jesus.
Ne Katonda omwoyo.
Even God the Spirit.
Mutumanyingo omwoyo wa omutukuvu.
We know as the Holy Spirit.
Omwoyo wa mukama.
O Spirit of the Lord.
Bategeera kubeerawo ku.
They do not understand his presence.
Kati Kristo.
Now Christ.
Ngabwe nkugambye.
As I've told you,
in
the John chapter 16, verses 14, that the Spirit glorifies God in the Word, whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus. Yet in John 16, verse 15, God in the Word, whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus, and he has responsibility to glorify the Father,
who
we know as God the Father,
even
responsibility to glorify God the Spirit,
whom
we know as Spirit of the Lord, God the Holy Spirit. In the John chapter 17, starting from verse 4, God the Word, whom we know as the Son, he spoke this on glorifying God the Father.
Yokani sura ya 17 n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
John chapter 17 verses 4.
Nze nkugulumizizza ku nsi kubanga omulimu gwe wampa okukola ngukomekkereza.
I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you gave to do.
Olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Verse 5.
Ayi kitange, ne kaakano ngulumiza gwe wamu naawe mu kitiibwa kiri kye nnali nakyo awamu naawe.
And now, O Father, glorify me with your own glory, with your own self-glory, which I had with you before the world was. Yes. You hear what is there? Even the Father has to glorify his word and his spirit. But I have told you all that the Spirit of the Lord, he is responsible in all the scriptures which bring light of the word of God, and they show you presence of God the Father, the presence of God the Word, whom we know as the Son, our Lord Jesus, even the presence of God the Spirit, whom we know as the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of the Lord. But in the midst we've shown you that in the John chapter 16 verses 14, God the Spirit, whom we know as the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of the Lord,
it's
responsible to see he glorifies God the Word, whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus. And God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus, and tries to see he shows us presence of the Father and his glory, even to glorifying him.
Tukati tuwe wetwe yongeddeyo.
Yet when we moved ahead,
muyokana isureyo eye 17.
In the John chapter 17.
Olunyo rokuna pakuru kutana.
Verses 4 to 5.
Nitwe singananga Christa amazo kugulumiza kitafu.
And we find Christ has already glorified the Father on earth.
Namgana inankati ngulumiza.
And he tells him that me too glorify me.
Wamunawe
together with you.
Ochitiwa che nali munu wamunawe.
In the glory I was with you in the beginning. Now they are headed through. Now we have begun to see the presence of God the Father.
n'ekigambo
and the word
tumanyi ng'omwana
whom we know as the son
Yesu Kristo
Christ Jesus
n'omwoyo omutukuvu
and the Holy Spirit
tumanyi ng'omwoyo wa Mukama
whom we know as Spirit of the Lord
ekintu ekikyabo bya ensi yonna emitwe mbifeeri enjawulo
something which is still hard to the whole world in different places
mukunyonyola mukubeerawo okwe
to explain his presence
here inga division y'omwoyo wa Mukama ejja kuba ebikula byonna
yet division of Spirit of the Lord will reveal all
nakati kitaffe
now the father
atuka atenye na ayogera
he reaches and he says when he glorifies God the Word and the Holy Spirit and he said one to blaspheme the Son of Man will be forgiven but one who touch Holy Spirit and blaspheme him he will not be forgiven according to Matthew 12 verses 30-31 let us read with
you
Matayo sura ya 12 n'olunyiriri olwasatu mwolumu.
Matthew chapter 12 verse 31.
Chemvamba gamba nti abantu balisonyiyibwa buli kibi n'ekyo kuvvola. Naye okuvvola omwoyo tekulisonyiyikika.
Therefore I say unto you all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit shall not be forgiven unto men.
Olinyarasa tumwebiri.
Verse 32.
Buli muntu alivola omwana w'omuntu alisonyiyibwa. Naye buli muntu alivola omwoyo omutukuvu talisonyiyibwa. Newankubadde mu mirembe egya kakano, newankubadde mirembe egigenda okujja.
And whosoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, nor in the world to come.
Yes yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Edoboze eribo osoli somene emyaka mingi ngatutegedde aliyogera.
That voice you can read it many years and you've not understood who speaks it.
Eri Matayo 12 asatumwe mpaka asatumwe.
Matthew 12 part 1 to 32.
Naye munanga abira kitaffe.
But friend that is the father.
Ngagulumize ekigambo kye.
And he glorifies his word.
Tumanyingo mwana Yesu.
Whom we know as the son Christ Jesus.
Naka kale we munam tabudde. Omubodde.
And he said if you would have blasphemed him.
Yakuba sonyewa.
I will forgive him.
Naye
but
we munavvola omwoyo
if you blaspheme the spirit I will not forgive you
ejo chayogirwa kubanga
that was spoken because
wa uri ambalo yokane soke suri yokuta
we had in the first John chapter 5
no nyiri olwo musamu
in the verse 7
nti abajulu abantu basatu bakanyamu omwo
that these three witnesses agree in one
toja kunyoma omwo obo omulala
you will not despise one or the other
kati ejo kitutabula nnyo mu lulimi oluli mu Bible
now that troubles us most in the language in the Bible
tulira nti Katonda ayimirira mu kibiina kya ba Katonda
and we are God stands in the
mu kibiina kya Katonda
in the gatherings of God yes
Katonda ayimirira mu kibiina kya Katonda
and God stands in the gathering of gods sure
ni kitutabula
and it troubles us
Katonda ali mu kibiina kya Katonda kyo mulala
God is in the congregation of gods Let's read that Psalms we hear.
Zaburi esuli ekinana mwebiri n'olunyiri olusoka.
Psalms chapter 82 verses 1.
Katonda imirira mu kibiina kya Katonda. Asale emisango mu bakatonda.
God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. Yes.
Katonda imirira mu kibiina kya Katonda.
God stands in the congregation of gods.
Ochibina cha Katonda
in the congregation of God yes
nasala emisa kugamba nasala emisango mba Katonda
and he judges in the gods
ulimi aone rutabula
and then the language gets confusing
era basinga otebategera
and many at that point they do not understand
okubera kwa Katonda kitaffe we kuri
the presence of God the Father is there
era wali okubera kwa Katonda kigambo
and there is the presence of God the Word
tumanyingo omwana
whom we know as the Son
Yesu Kristo
Jesus Christ.
No kubira okwa Katonda omoyo.
Even presence of God the Spirit.
Amenyikidwa ngo moyo mutukufu.
Who is known as the Holy Spirit.
Wetuita omoyo wa Mukama.
Whom we call Spirit of the Lord.
Nenga bwenkugambieko.
But just as I have told you of.
Ndi abasa tubano bakanya mu mutusubira nti ogena kuba ko gwogenda okuvvola.
That these three agree in one you don't expect there is any you're going to blaspheme.
Neda tichisoboka.
No it is impossible.
Usinda kubale yokane soka.
According to 1 John
sura eno eyokutano
chapter 5
no nyoro musaba
verse 7.
Agamba bwati.
He says that like this.
Bale yokane chisoka isura yokutano no runyiriri olwo musanvu.
1 John chapter 5 verse 7.
Kubanga waliwa abajulira basatu muggulu. Kitaffe kigambo n'omwoyo mutukuvu Eranga basatu abo bakanya muomo.
For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, and the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusinira kubale okane soke sule yokuta.
According to 1 John chapter 5.
Orunyiri isura ya 5 nyirwa musaba.
Chapter 5 verse 7.
Mu King James version.
In the King James version.
Nema Bible yezimunga Gideon nenda.
It is some Bibles like Gideon and the others. Because some they do not have that verse.
Lesonga lwaba tabula.
Because they confused you. And they never understood it. Even Satan used them to snatch it out. But when they say there are three witnesses in heaven, the Father, known as God the Father, and there is the Word.
Chigambo,
the Word, whom we know as the Son,
Yesu Kristo,
Christ Jesus. Because the Word is one who clothes the flesh, and He appeared to us as the Son. According to John 1:14, let us read there, we hear. John chapter 1 verse 14.
Chigambo na yambalo omubiri, na vera kujituli. Netulebe chitibwa che, chitibwa ngei choyo. Yazali womu ye kachitafe. Ngajude chisa na mazima.
And the Word clothed flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
So
John 1 verse 14,
it
shows one of the three witnesses in heaven, whom we call the Word. He clothed the flesh, and He appeared to us. We saw Him in the glory as the one begotten of the Father. Yes. And
is
full of grace and truth. Now in the 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, they tell us there are three witnesses in heaven. The Father, whom we know as God the Father. The Word, John 1 verse 14, it says He is the Son. That Son, He was named the name Jesus Christ. Then it tells us even the Spirit on the three witnesses in heaven. Yet the Spirit is the one we know as God the Spirit, or the Spirit of the Lord. Now, do things confuse a lot? But how do they appear? And they said the three are one person.
Kubanga tebamanyi nti bava mu muntu.
They do not know they came from one person.
Bava moyo ayitibwa Katonda Kitaffe.
They came from one called God the Father.
Naye tukugambye.
But we have told you
buli omu afuba okugulumiza mune katolina angeri.
That each one glorifies the other. And it is hard for one to say He is not God. Themselves are proving that this is God. My Word is God. Even my Spirit is God. Now you, how can you break it away? That is the trouble of the world many times. And he reached to pluck out that verse of the 1 John chapter 5 verses 7. Yet they forget that Matthew chapter 28 verses 19, it remained in when it looks alike.
Yes, nti awali no kuba kigambo waliwo omwana.
Just where there is to be the Word, there is the Son.
Matayo sura ya 28 n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omunana.
Matthew 28 verses 18.
Yesu najja nayogera nabo n'agamba nti mpeereddwa obuyinza bwonna mu ggulu ne ku nsi.
Jesus came, spoke to them and said, I've been given all authority in the heavens and earth. Verses 19.
Kale mugende mufuule amawanga gonna abayigirizwa nga mubabatiza okuyingira mu linnya lya Kitaffe n'Omwana n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much. Matthew 28, verse 19.
Says,
enter the name of the Father,
Omwana,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
First
John chapter 5, verse 7. And it says, because there are three witnesses in heaven, the Father, and it connects well with Matthew, the Son, and is not connected with the word above. Because he says, let me repeat. Matthew 28, verse 19.
We
are baptized in the name of the Father,
Omwana,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28, verse 19. First John chapter 5, verse 7. Three witnesses in heaven. The Father. He connects with the Father who is in baptism. He baptized in the name of Father.
You
connect with the witness in heaven, there is the Father. Is it not that? When the three witnesses in heaven, we hear also the word. Now, also in baptism, there is the Son above. Yes. Now they get confused.
But
perhaps there's what is another, even the Son. That is wrong. Because in John 1 verse
14,
the word clothes the flesh and appeared towards us. We saw him in the glory as one begotten of the Father. Now all the others are the three witnesses in heaven. We see the Father and baptized in the name of the Father. And we see the word, the witness within heaven. And we see above the Son. We baptized in the name of the Son. And get confused, not understanding the Son is the word clothed flesh. Yet in the three witnesses, the last is the Spirit. Yet above they connect well. And we baptize to enter in the Spirit. Now it means, if you come as 1 John 5, 7, that because there are three witnesses in heaven, where there is the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And then
he
moved to Matthew 28, verses 19. That we baptized in the name of the Father,
Omwana,
and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then there's nothing you've reached. Almost.
The
other verse you've not removed it, you've left it there. But because your Son shows you the word, the Son perhaps is another within the word.
So what?
So there is presence of God the Father. Presence of God the Word. Whom we know as the Son.
Jesus
Christ. Christ Jesus. And the presence of God the Spirit. Whom we know as Spirit of the Lord.
Or
the Holy Spirit. Because when we began, we hear in John, John chapter 16, 11 to 15, we heard, right from verse 12 to 15, we heard that one was speaking, God, the
word
who we called the Son Christ Jesus. He began speaking in the John 16, verses 12, until reaching 13, that when the Spirit will come, you get from His and He will give us. For He will not speak what He wants. And He said, we will refine Him always. Yet in the verse 14 and 15, He said that what the Spirit gets from is that of Christ. And what is of Christ is of the Father. Now you hear them, the three in that chapter. In the John chapter 16, verse 12, up to verse 15, you hear the three and they are present. And one begins to say, our Father is not there. Now our Father is Jesus. He is the same, the one. Of course, they came from one, they agree in one. But there is their presence each independently. Because I wonder towards you. You feel very well. In the John 16, 12. Up to 13. He said, when the Spirit will come. Now, if the Spirit has come, Jesus himself is pretending around. Praise Jesus, man. And he reached to say, the Spirit will not speak what he wants. What he will hear is what he will speak.
Kakati.
And he pretends that the one who hears it is the same. And he reached to tell you that when he will come, he will glorify me. For I got from mine and I proclaim it to them. Now as he pretends and is the same Jesus, and then he begins to exalt himself. My God. And he reached to say that what I have is of the Father. That verse is very smart. It shows the three when they are there. John chapter 16, verse 15. Let's repeat, read it. John 16, verse 15.
Byonna byonna kitange byali nabyo bye byange. Kyenvudde ngamba nti anaatoolanga ku byange n'abuulira mmwe.
All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Yes. What the Father has is mine.
What
I told you, this third will get from mine and tell you. If you don't hear when they are present. So there are scriptures and then passed through Spirit of the Lord. It is the presence of God the Father. They show the presence and the glory of God the Father, the Word, whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus. And they show presence of God the Spirit, whom we know as Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of the Lord. But now when you hear John 16 verse 5, what the Father has is mine. Why I said
will
get from mine and give you. You don't you hear presence of God the Father there? And the Word whom we know as the Son, Jesus. Don't you hear the presence of the Holy Spirit there?
We know
a Spirit of the Lord. Now, John, that's where it came from to explain. Chapter 5, verse 7. And it says, prove there are three witnesses in heaven. The Father in his presence. And there is the Word, whom we know on the world as the Son, because we heard in John 1 verse 14 that the Word clothes the flesh, and we saw him as the Son, and it's the way we know him. And he told us there is also the Holy Spirit. Now when we never understood, for the three witnesses in heaven, the Father,
Chigambo,
the Word, whom we know as the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then we plucked out that verse.
That
one is confusing.
Yet the
madness. You know, madness is foolishness.
It
made us live in the Bible, Matthew 28:19. And we are baptized in the name of the Father and the Son. Don't, you don't see that the Son is the one who clothed flesh? That even the Holy Spirit baptized in the name of Father, the Son, whom we have forgotten that is the word, even the Holy Spirit. Lady or gentlemen,
no matter
stubbornness you act as you
argue,
there is a presence of God the Father and is independent officially there. And in him out of came God the Word. Him we know as the Son Christ Jesus on the earth. And then from both of them came God the Spirit. We know as the Holy Spirit. God the Spirit of the Lord. And we are here to glorify them for them themselves. They glorify themselves in the midst of them. As you first heard above. Now who are you who refuse to glorify them? That's why the Holy Spirit, him, he can see that he does three things to spread them to the world. That he can glorify God the Father and God the Word. He has to convict the world of sin because they refuse to believe God the Father and the Word whom we know as the Son. Praise Jesus much. Let's read in the John chapter 16, verses 6 to 7. And he says like this. John chapter 16, from verse
6.
But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Verse
7. Kibasaanira mmwe nze okugenda, kubanga nze bwe sirigenda omubezi talibajjira, naye bwe ndigenda ndi mutuma gye muli.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it's expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you.
Olinnya olw'omunaana,
verses 8.
Ye bw'alijja alirumiriza ensi olw'ekibi n'olw'obutuukirivu n'olw'omusango.
And when he comes, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Yes. When the Spirit came to be able to show presence of God the Father and God the Son, whom we call the Son. Christ Jesus. He had to do three things in the world. To convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Now the first part he says that he convicts the world of sin because they do not believe the Son, neither his Father. Yes. He convicts the world because of sin. Because they do not believe the Son, neither the Father. Yet both are there. There is the Father, even the Son, he is there. That is why he speaks the same. Let's read in John 16:9. John chapter 16:9.
Olw'ekibi kubanga tebanzikiriza nze.
Of sin because they believe not on me.
Kubanga tebakiriza kuberaho kwa mwana.
They do not believe presence of the Son.
Bakiriza kuberaho kwa Katonda kigambo.
They do not believe presence of God in the Word.
Manyikiddwa ng'omwana.
Who is known as the Son.
Atera ni kitaawe.
Even his Father.
Bwe bamala okugaana okukkiriza omwana.
After they refuse to believe the Son.
Ne kitaffe babeera tebamukkiriza.
Even the Father, they have not believed him. That is why he speaks in the first John. chapter 2, verse 22-23. And it says like this. 1 John 2:22.
Omulimba yani wabula oyagaana nga Yesu si ye Kristo. Oyo ye mulabe wa Kristo. Agaana kitaffe n'omwana.
Who is a liar? But he that denies that Jesus is the Christ. He is the Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. Yes. If you deny them, you deny them both once. You don't remain with God the Father.
Neither
you remain as with God the Word whom we know as the Son. The Holy Spirit is one we will remain with. For him to the Father witness of him saying, if you have refused, I'm coming to take away my spirit from you. And if you refuse to hear what the Spirit says to the church, he comes quickly to take away the lamp of life from you.
It's
not what is peace in Revelations.
Okay.
Revelations chapter 2, verse 5.
Kale jukira je wagwa wenenye. Okolenge ebikolo ebyolubereberye. Botoli kola bwotyo njija joli.
Remember therefore from where you are fallen and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto you quickly and will remove your lampstand out of its place except you repent. Verse
6. Naye kino kyolina kubanga okyawebikolwa
but this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Verse 7.
He
that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Yes. You have to hear what the Spirit tells the church. If you refuse, blaspheme him. Matthew 12:31-32. The Father said he will not forgive you. If you deny the Father, O God the Father, you have denied God the Son whom we know as the Word. You have denied God the Spirit whom we know as the Spirit of the Lord. Because the three agree in one, because they came from one. We cannot refuse and deny the presence of God. That's why we've told you that him Holy Spirit, when he reached on this earth, he straight began glorifying God the Father, even God the Word whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus. And he convicts the world for sin because they refuse to believe the Son.
Even
his Father, they deny him. As we've heard in the 1 John chapter 2, verse 22 and 23. Let's repeat it we hear.
1
John chapter 2, verse 22.
Omulimba yani wabula oyagaana nga Yesu si ye Kristo. Oyo ye mulabe wa Kristo agaana kitaffe n'omwana.
Who is a liar? But he that denies that Jesus is the Christ, he is the Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. Verse 23.
Buli muntu yenna agaana omwana ne kitaffe nga tali naye ayatula omwana.
Whosoever denies the Son, the same has not the Father. But he that confesses the Son has the Father also. Yes. That is why you see, we go hear out people, their religions and their beliefs, that we believe God. But the Son Jesus that he too is God, no. And their religions filled of chaos. They show us the Trinity. One God having three heads. That is foolishness and lies. No. This is God the Father. Out of him came the Word. God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus. And both of them, God the Father and God the Word, whom we know as the Son, out of them came God the Spirit, whom we know as the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of the Lord, as
they're going
to move on to understand. But we have been told that Him, Spirit of the Lord, God the Spirit, or the Holy Spirit, when He reached on this earth, He began to convict the world because of sin. Even the great and chief sin, it's to deny the Son.
And
ended when they have denied God the Father. God the Father was denied by human beings. Humans whom here they call him God in the Holy Scriptures. Yet they
don't
know that's the Father. And they rarely differentiate between God the Father, God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus, and God the Spirit, whom we know as Holy Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord. Those to differentiate them and to teach them. That's why we need an entire division which handles that. Of the Spirit of the Lord.
It
takes off seals from the Scriptures.
And
enlighten us the presence of God the Father. God the Word. Whom we know as the Son. Christ Jesus. Even God the Spirit. Whom we know as Holy Spirit. Or Spirit of the Lord. Because many in the whole world they do not understand it.
So
now the second. That the Holy Spirit did next to glorify God the Father. And the Son, whom we know as the Word,
to
be able to convict the world for righteousness. Because without righteousness and holiness, no one will see of the Father. Yes. He indeed proves you will never see Him if you
will
not work righteousness and holiness, which comes from believing. And the faith comes from hearing. What does the Word of God tell you? According to John chapter 16, verse 10.
Yokana isuli yekumi na mukaga, nolo nyiriri olwekumi.
John chapter 16, verses 10.
Olwobu tukirifu, kubanga ngenderi chitangi, so namwe temuchandaba nate.
Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Yes. For righteousness. For he goes to the Father. And when the Holy Spirit came, he convicted much righteousness. And he glorified, he
said,
without righteousness and holiness, no one will see of the Father. He went is the Word Jesus. He went within holiness. According to Hebrews 12 and verse
14.
Hebrews chapter 12, verses
14.
Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Yes. We follow peace and holiness, righteousness and holiness. For without it, no one will see God the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You know,
righteousness comes from believing. But holiness comes from doing the word of God that you have believed. Romans chapter 10, verse 10.
Says,
if you believe right from here in the word of God, you'll be given righteousness. But holiness is put upon you. Holiness is put upon you when you diligently committed to do what the word of God tells you every time. Let's read Romans chapter 10, verses 10 and
17.
Romans 10, verses 10.
Kubanga omuntu akiriza na mutima okuwebwa obutuukirivu.
For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yes.
A
person has to believe with their own heart after hearing the word of God, and is given righteousness. Let's read verse 17 we hear. Romans 10 verse 17.
Kale okukkiriza kuva mu kuwulira n'okuwulira mu kigambo kya Katonda.
So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yes. You see, to be given righteousness, you have to first hear and believe with your heart. That's why you've heard Romans 10, 17 as say it. That because faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But Romans 10, verse 10 it says that faith, you believe with your heart and you're given righteousness. There's another word it joins on, and you confess with your mouth to be saved.
You
attach on an act of confessing. For without actions your faith is dead. But you confess what? Let's first read James chapter 2 verse 26. And you see faith without works, how it appears. James chapter 2 verse 26.
Kubanga omubiri awatali mwoyo bwe gubanga nga gufudde era n'okukkiriza bwe kutyo awatali bikolwa nga kufudde.
For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Yes. The body, when it appears without spirit, it is dead. Even faith without works, it is dead. Now that Romans, Romans 10 verse 10, it is what it has said when it joins with verse 17. Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. When you hear it, believe with your heart, you're given righteousness. But if you want holiness,
it has said,
touch on an action you confess with your mouth, I am saved. What do we believe? We believe that Jesus is Lord. When you are Jill is not God. Praise Jesus. When we hear from the word, we are told Jesus is the Lord. And it's every time should confess that Jesus is Lord. And then he saves you, for he's the one who came to save. According to Philippians chapter 2, and he says like this, Philippians chapter 2, verses
9.
Therefore God also has highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name. Verse 10.
Buli vivi lifukamirirenga erinnya lya Yesu ery'ebyomuggulu n'ebyokunsi n'ebya wansi w'ensi.
That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and of things in earth and things under the earth.
Verse 11.
In that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Yes. You confess
Yesu Mukama.
Jesus is Lord. The Father says, you've not yet given me glory, leave me alone. You've not yet given him glory. For they were together in the same glory. Now have you despised him? Praise Jesus much. I want to understand like this. All along we hear almost the Romans 10, verse 10, that person believe in the heart be given readiness. But what is heart? Romans 10 verse 17. Must have heard the word of God. What does it say? But after, because faith has to be backed with actions, told him you confess with your mouth to be saved. In the
minutes
before you say saved, what are you confessing with your mouth? Philippians 2. It is what it's told you. Every tongue has to confess Jesus is Lord.
By
the glory of God the Father. Because before you confess his Lord, he never saves you.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Now, although you just confessed and saved, that is, you have not yet confessed. He confessed with his mouth, confess Jesus is Lord. And he accepts him be my Savior. And today I am saved, O Lord. Thank you for saving me. Before you confess Jesus is Lord, do not be saved. You cannot be saved. By the time you confess Jesus is Lord, the Father who gave him up, he has been glorified. When you say every time you confess Jesus, for the glory of the Father who gave him up, you first repeat that verse. Philippians chapter 2 verses 10.
Buli vivi lifukamirirenga erinnya lya Yesu. Eri ebyomuguru n'ebyokunsi n'ebyawansi wensi.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth.
Olinyole 10 n'olumu.
Verse 11.
Era buli lulimi lwatulenga nga Yesu Kristo ye Mukama waffe. Katonda kitaffe awewe kitiibwa.
In that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Yes.
Kati oyatwa nakamwa ako okulokoka.
Now you confess with your mouth to be saved.
Akamakali mu lulimi.
In the mouth there is a tongue.
Ulina kwatula nti Yesu yebukama.
It has to confess Jesus is Lord.
Before you confess
that you don't get saved.
Father,
he said, I want to glorify the Son in the glory he was with together with me.
Now,
if you want to glorify the Father, that is God.
You
have to accept Jesus too is God and Lord. By authority of the Father. By the glory of the Father. Because the Father is one who got him from glory, was together with him and gave him up. John 3 verse 16 says, let us read to you here. John chapter 3 verse 16.
N'okuwaayo n'awaayo omwana we eyazaalibwa omu yekka. Buli muntu yenna amukkiriza aleme okubula, naye abeere n'obulamu obutaggwaawo.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have it everlasting life. Yes.
Jukira.
Remember. As Philippians 2 years says,
you
have to confess Jesus is Lord for the glory of the Father. Why? Because the Father got the word and he made him into a son to give him up. John 3:16. That for God so loved the world,
gave out
His one begotten Son, that the world be saved through Him. Everyone believe Him, He is not condemned.
But
whoever is not believe in Him is condemned. Before you confess Jesus is Lord, you cannot be saved. For you fail to glorify the Father, He will give Him up. When the Father was giving Him up, He took Him from the glory of being God in the Word, and He clothed Him flesh, and He appeared Him to appear like a child. That is John 1 verse 14. And the word close place, we saw Him as the Son. That's why when the word finished up His words,
He said,
Father, I've glorified You on the earth.
But
what You do, take me back to glory I was with You before in the beginning, before the earth existed. But that glory He was in, John 1 verse 1,
it
says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word is with God, and the Word is God.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Have you ever one confess salvation? You make people confess salvation. How do you make them confess? If you don't make one confess Jesus is Lord, you've not yet made them confess salvation. Because that is the righteousness of believing and touching on actions after faith coming from hearing and hearing the Word of God. You have to believe with your heart. I have believed, accepted Jesus, You are Lord, and I confess with your mouth that You are the Lord for glory of the Father. He will give you up that to come save me. For when He loved the world, He gave you up that I can be saved through you. But when He was giving you up, He took you from the glory He was with Him in the beginning, when you were God, and He closed the flesh. We saw Him as the Son. But when you finish the works, to go back in the glory You were with Him together. But that glory, I understand it well. You were not the Word as we are. You were where God the Father is. As the Word. And You are God. Yes. But I told you, all those are what we're going to briefly pass through them in summary. Passing through responsibility of Spirit of the Lord. And He brings light of the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, which reveal the presence, even the glory of God the Father. The Word whom we know as the Son, even God the Spirit, whom we know as Holy Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord. Him when He came, He moved on third point, He convicted. Now these points we have been seeing. First, He convicted world of sin. You don't want to believe presence of God the Son, whom we know as the Word, even God the Father. And He went to convict the world for righteousness. For without it and holiness, no one will see the Father. And one who gets that holiness, he one who gets righteousness, he has faith.
And
that faith comes from hearing the Word of God.
We would
have brought in that is Jesus. And He moves on to confess Him is Lord by authority of the Father. Because the Father gave up the Son and He got Him from the glory of the Word. And when He finished the works of the Son, He asked to go back to the glory He was with together with the Father. As they were in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. As I speak of now in the heaven where He is, when you think of Him to be a mere son, you are finished. There is a funny religion I hear out there. It says that is a Messiah. Just a mere Messiah. A child of Mary. They said that Isa bin Maryam, the son of Mary, that stubbornness. You don't understand the presence of God and His glory. It is God the Father. It is God the Word, whom we know as the Son. Christ Jesus. Even God in the Spirit, whom we know as Spirit of the Lord, O Holy Spirit. You know He also moves to convict of judgment. And He shows all who believe in Satan and contend against the presence of God the Father, God the Word, whom we know as the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all you are going to be judged as Satan. Because Satan is the one who began to exalt himself above God.
But
everything called God, he would despise it. Yet he too wanted that they call him God. That's why he spoke in John. John 16 verse 11. And he says like this. John chapter 16 verses
11.
For judgment. John 16 verse 11. For judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Yes. He told him of judgment. Because the prince of this world has been judged. But you know the prince of this world? Satan. For in the Matthew chapter 4, Jesus taken to the desert to be tempted. Satan told Jesus, all these kingdoms of the world, they are mine, they were given me. And is the one who is the prince of the world. What most pleased is to rebel against the presence of God the Father. Let's first read in Matthew, you hear. Matthew chapter 4, verses 3.
Omukemi najja namugamba nti bekusoka
kwagala nduka
Matayi sura yokusatu Matayi sura yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'omunana
Matthew 4 verses 8
Ate Setani namutwala ku lusozi oluwanvu ennyo namulaga ensi z'abakabaka bonna abali mu nsi n'ekitiibwa kyazo.
Again the devil took him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Verse 9. And said unto him, all these things will I give you if you will fall down and worship me. Verse 10.
Setani. Kubanga chawandikiwa nti osinzanga Mukama Katonda wo era omuweerezanga yekka.
Then Jesus said unto him, Begone, Satan, for it's written, you shall worship the Lord God, and him only shall you serve. Yes.
Satan. Yayogeddwako mu Yokana 16:11.
One spoken of John 16:11.
Kubanga omulangira w'ensi eno asaliddwa omusango.
For the prince of this world has been condemned.
Ngabuulidde mu Matayi esula eyo.
As you've heard in the Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 to 10, and he claims as if he can give him. But in Luke, Satan attached a word that because they were given me. Let us read as you hear in Luke.
Luke chapter
4, verses 5.
Namulinyisa, namulago wakabaka bonna obw'omunsi, mukaseera katono.
And the devil took him up into a high mount and showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time.
Olinyolo mukaga.
Verse 6.
Setani namugamba nti nakuwa gwe obuyinza buno bonna nekitibwa kyamu kubanga nawe bwanze era nga birabuli gwenjagala.
And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give you and glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it.
Olinyolo musanvu.
Verse 7.
Kale bwono sinza mu maso gange buno bonna bunaba bubwo.
If you therefore will worship me, all shall be yours.
Olinyolo munana.
Verse 8.
Yesu naddamu namugamba nti kyawandikibwa nti osinzanga Mukama Katonda wo gw'owerezanga yekka.
And Jesus answered saying unto him, go get you behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Yes. You know, Satan was first refused the presence of God the Father. It's what caused him to be judged. And refused presence of God the Father. Presence of God the Word known as the Son.
Yes, Christ.
Christ Jesus. Presence of God the Spirit. Whom we know as Holy Spirit. Or Spirit of the Lord. Holy Spirit, when he came on the world. That I'm going to convict the world for judgment. Because the prince of this world, Satan, who leads in all rebellions, it had already been condemned and was cast from heaven. Even all who will rebel for the presence of God the Father, they have to be judged. If you refuse presence of God the Father, the word whom we know as the Son,
yes, Christo,
Christ Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, then you have to be judged. Just as Satan was judged, for he exalted, lifted up himself above everything called God. And in the Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 downwards, one of why he was chased from heaven. Refused presence of God the Father. The word whom we know as the Son.
Yesu Christo.
Even Christ
Yesu Christo.
Jesus.
Christo.
Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit. Some which caused him to be chased from there. Lift himself above their presence. Let us read we hear.
Isaiah sura ya 14 n'olunyiriri ole 12.
Isaiah chapter 14 verses 12.
Ngo guddo kuva muguru, gwe Lucifer emunyenye yencha, omwano wencha, ngo temeddo kutoka kutaka, gwe yameganga amawanga.
How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, you who did weaken the nations? Verse 13.
Noyogera mutima gwo nti ndirinya muguru, ndigulumiza entebe yange okusinga munyenyeza Katonda. Era litula kulusezirwe kibina, kunjuye ezenkomerero ezobukiko bwakono.
For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation, in the farthest sides of the north. Verse
14.
I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yes. It's me meant to be God. There is no God. You know, he denied God the Father. And he planted his heart to be God. According to Ezekiel chapter 28, he was spoken of like this from the verse 1. And he says this. Ezekiel chapter 28, verses
1.
The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, verse 2.
Nti omwana w'omuntu, gamba omulangira w'Ettuulo nti bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda, nti kubanga omutima gwo gugulumizibbwa n'oyogera nti nze Katonda, ntudde ku ntebe ya Katonda wakati mu nnyanja, era naye oli muntu buntu so si Katonda ne wankubadde nga wasimba omutima gwo ng'omutima gwa Katonda.
Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyre, thus saith the Lord God, because your heart is lifted up and you have said, I am a god, I sit in the seat of God in the midst of the seas, yet you are a man and not God, though you set your heart as the heart of God. Yes.
Satan
denied God the Father.
And
denied God the word we know as the Son.
And
denied God the Spirit.
And
planted himself to be.
Time
you deny presence of God the Father. God the word whom we know as the Son. Even God the Holy Spirit.
Whom
we know as Holy Spirit. Or Spirit of the Lord. Straight. Joined on
Antichrist.
The group of the Antichrist. Satan.
Kubanga twamulide mu Isaiah 14:12.
Isaiah 14:12.
Paka olwe 14.
To 14.
Ngayagala kutulanga oli ali waguru
enyo. Wants to sit like the Most High.
Era wetulide.
And we have heard.
Wano muwezekere suri abiri mu munana.
In Ezekiel chapter 28.
Unyolisoka.
Verses 1.
Nokukira.
And down.
Ngayiye mara ne yesimbawo ngaulira Katonda.
After he planted himself, he felt his God.
Buli wokole chintu chokugana ko kubera kwa Katonda chatafu.
Time you do think of denying presence of God the Father. And their religions we pity so much.
Almost gone.
Almost all of them. Because if those which seem to speak of him, they speak of him not in truth and not in righteousness. And I wonder, because we do not mind to teach these issues
or
to those of salvation. You know Satan how he exalts himself? And is the one who tries to see. And in this world, we do not understand presence, neither glory of God the Father, neither God the word whom we know as the Son, neither the Holy Spirit.
Is
there to exalt himself above that is called God. Everything called God, whether Father, whether the Word, or the Spirit,
is
there to lift, exalt himself above them. But to appear the known in the world, that's what he did in heaven, they chased him from there. In the Thessalonians, chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, it says this.
2
Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3.
Omuntu yenna tabalimbanga mu kigambo kyonna kyonna, kubanga olunaku olwo terulijja, wabula ng'okwawukana kuli kumaze okubaawo. Era omuntu oli ow'okwonoona ng'alimala okubikkulwa, omwana ow'okuzikirira.
Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come the falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Verses 4.
Awakanya ere yegulumiza okusenga buli kintu ekiyitibwa Katonda oba ekisinzibwa n'okutuula n'atuula mu yeekaalu ya Katonda nga yeeraga yekka nti ye Katonda.
Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, all that is worshipped, so that he as God sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. You see,
he exalts
himself above that called God. Whether God the Father, whether God the Word, whom we know as the Son, whether God the Spirit. Himself sits as he calls himself God. Those have begun in the children of men. And some called themselves gods. But the working of all those, it's in the working of Satan. And those who have been manifest, they are a few. But whoever denies the Son, he denies the Father, they deny the Spirit. Because he said, if my commands I ask the Father to give you the Spirit, All you've denied them. That's why we love most that you know His presence.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We love most, you know, the presence of God. Decide to believe God.
You
have to start believe God the Father.
You
believe God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus. And you believe God the Spirit, whom we know as Spirit of the Lord, or the Holy Spirit. If you feel that is nothing you believe, you are one of the group of the Lucifers, the devils, who have to be judged. Because all of us shall appear before His throne to be judged as the judge to Lucifer, Satan. That is what He said to convict the world of sin. Of judgment. That's why he speaks 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And he said, we all have to appear before Him to be judged.
2
Corinthians chapter 5, verses 10.
2
Corinthians chapter 5, verses
10. Buli muntu awebibyo yakola mu mubiri, nga bwe yakola, oba birungi, oba ebibi.
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every man may be recompensed for the things done in his body, according to what He has done, whether it be good or bad. Yes. As Lucifer, Satan was judged. But you know why he was most judged? Refusing presence of God the Father. God the Word. Whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. Even God the Spirit. Whom we know as Holy Spirit or Spirit of the Lord.
He
refused their presence, even glorifying them, it's refused. How can you glorify one you do not believe His presence? Now there are those, and in religions, they are in speaking of Him, but not in righteousness.
They
don't just understand them, they are just there. They are even those who speak of the Father, but not ready to explain to us what concerns Him. To explain of the Son. Even the Holy Spirit, you find they do not believe. This read which book then?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So a time has come, passing through the Spirit of the Lord, that we demonstrate well through light of the full Word of God. Through the full light of the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, we explain the presence and the glory of God the Father, God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit, whom we know as the Holy Spirit or Spirit of the Lord or the Spirit of God or the Spirit of Christ.
We
usually call Him all those names. Praise Jesus much. For speaking of Him but not in truth.
For
there are thoughts of religions.
And
they say God the Father is there,
no,
and the Son,
no,
and the Holy Spirit. But the same body, yet in the head he has three offices. That he has three heads. That monster-like thing of God, don't dare tell it to us again.
If
you don't understand his presence, then run to the ministry of full knowledge.
But
this is the ministry of full knowledge of God and his glory. If you've heard it speak of it, you think we are joking. In the Isaiah chapter
48,
he spoke of those who speak of him are not in truth. Let us read, we hear. Isaiah chapter 48 from verse 1.
Muulire kino mwe nyumba ya Yakobo, abatumibwa erinnya lya Isirayiri, era abavudde maziga Yuda, abalayire erinnya lya Mukama, era abogera Katonda wa Isirayiri.
Hear this, O house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel, and have come forth out of the waters of Judah, who swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of God of Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. Yes. They speak of God. He appeared most in the nation of Israel. They call him God of Israel. Said they speak of him, but not in truth, not in righteousness. Come say that God the Father is just a mere office of God. That is the same one God with three heads. When he made us in his image, how come we do not have three heads? Even when you read, see him in all the Bible, no one tells you they saw him when he has three heads. What is that you tell us? Others
are
teachers of the Father. How can you dare speak and teach of the Father when you fail to teach of the Son? And how can you teach things of the Son when you have failed on the Spirit? For no one knows things of God except his Spirit. Praise Jesus much. You cannot deceive us. You're going to explain us things of God and you don't know the Spirit. But the Spirit is of God, the one who knows things of God the Father, even of God the Word. But he gets from the words, even those of the Word are of the Father, and he reveals to us. That is to find you speak of him, but not in truth, and not in righteousness. Now many, in the whole world, this is something very amazing. We moved to go worship God. We
need
to know his presence and his glory. But we get to hear, there is God the Father. We have God the Son. At times they call him the Word. And it's even the Spirit. But we didn't mind even take time. Understand how is their presence. Even their glory, how is it? And began to worship again. Yet he
said,
what you worship as you don't understand it. It's what we've come to proclaim to you. Because you have put an altar of an unknown God. Let's read Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17 from verse 19.
Nebamutwala nebamuleta ku Areopago ngabagamba nti tunayinza okutegeera okuyigiriza kuno okujja.
And they took him and brought him unto Areopagus, saying, may we know what this new doctrine wherefore you speak is.
Olinyola 20.
Verse 20.
Kubanga oleeta ebigambo ebijja mu matu gaffe kituva twagala okutegeera makulu g'ebigambo bino.
For you bring certain strange things to our ears, we will know therefore what do the things mean. Verse
21.
For all the Athenians and strangers who were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Verse 22.
Paulo nayimirira wakati wa Areopago n'agamba nti abasajja abasene mbalabye mu byonna nga mutya nnyo balubaale.
Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars hills and said, "You men of Athens, I perceive that in all these things you are very religious." Verse 23.
Kubanga bwe mbadde mpita n'ekitunuulira bye musinza era n'ensanga ekyoto ekiwandiikiddwako nti kya Katonda atategeerwa. Kale kye musinza nga temukitegeera.
For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, "To the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you." Yes. They had different gods they were worshipping. Now the true God. And they had attached on his altar an unknown God.
Baganda bafu bakatulikigwe bagamba nti moyo mwerere.
Our brethren, the Catholics say, is just a mere spirit.
Atunatayogeranga kone echo nti ye moyo mwerere.
God has never spoken that is just a mere spirit.
Yagamba nti Katonda gwe moyo.
He said that God is the spirit.
Neti yagamba nti moyo mwerere.
But he said it's just a mere spirit.
Kubanga atukola mchifana nyiche.
For he made us in his image.
Wandi baderutyanga fetuli moyo mwerere.
How would we have appeared when we are also just mere spirits?
Katonda ino mubiri nesigwe gwo munsi.
God has a body, but it's not like those of the world.
Wanga alino mubiri ogwo muguru
gwe kitibo. A heavenly body, that spiritual body.
Yetujjo kuongera okunyonyoka.
That we shall explain more.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Nenga chantisa.
But it's so awesome.
Yetubade tusinza Katonda.
That we've been worshiping God.
Atategeerwa.
The unknown God.
Naye yasubiza nti enseri jjula okumanya Mukama.
But he who promised the earth will be filled knowledge of God.
Ngasizina mu Isaiah 11.
As he based in Isaiah 11.
Nonyolo mwenda.
And the verse 9.
Ye uya tokiriza kankano.
He is the one who fulfills right now.
Isaiah 11 n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Isaiah chapter 11 verses 9.
Tebalirumwa ne wankubadde okuzikiriza ku lusozi lwange olutukuvu lwonna. Kubanga enseri jjula okumanya Mukama. Nga amazzi bwe gasaanikira ennyanja.
They shall not hurt. Not destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. Yes. The time has come. The earth to be filled knowledge of God. As the waters cover on the sea. Right now, passing through the division of spirit of the Lord on the earth and responsibilities. As we take off seals from the scriptures to bring light, reveal the presence and the glory of God the Father.
Katonda chigambo gotumanyingo omwana.
God the word whom we know as the Son.
Yesu Kristo.
Christ Jesus.
No moyo mutukufu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Gotumanyingo moyo wa Mukama.
Whom we know as spirit of the Lord.
Wetugenda okuddo okutandika.
It's where we came back to
point
start.
Point ya peyo kubiri.
Our second point.
Onti okuita moyo wa Mukama.
That through the spirit of the Lord. It brings the Holy Scriptures, which bring light of the Word of God, to reveal the way God is the Word, whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus, how he came from the heart, even from the mouth of God the Father, and God the Spirit, whom we know as the Holy Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord, came from the belly of God the Father, even God the Word whom we know as the Son, as streams of living waters. You wait. May God bless you. Thank you for coming, for listening, and believing the word of God, even putting in action, even to spread far to the four corners of the earth, for the worldwide call. God is finding back on the planet earth, the revival of all things, passing through restoring gospel of salvation, gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, to reveal service in the kingdom of heavens.
Amen.
Amen.